Amen. Let there be light are the first words recorded spoken in the whole universe. The words of God which set in motion everything there is. The words appear at the very beginning of our Bibles. The word light itself appears more than 240 times in the English versions of our Bibles. In our Christmas carols, just a brief flick through a hymn book, we're running at 2-1 in favour of Christmas carols which mention light somewhere, as opposed to those which don't mention it at all. In this wonderful prologue to John's Gospel, another one of these passages which repays frequent reading. We read of light 7 times in just 6 verses. Light is a great theme of the Christian Gospel. Light is a great theme of Christmas. The true light, which enlightens all people, has come. Jesus is that true light, and he is coming into the world. The only people we ever read of who love the darkness are those who have something to hide. And they think that by placing themselves into the darkness, they can conceal their deeds or even themselves. They think that they can hide from one another or even from God. There's no other reason to love darkness than to hide. Darkness is a great image for opposition to God. Later on in John's Gospel, in that upper room scene, Jesus has washed his disciples' feet. And then we read of Judas receiving a piece of bread from Jesus and immediately leaving the upper room. And John adds the words, "And it was night." Going out from the presence of God into the darkness of night. It doesn't need a big light to dispel the darkness. Just a little light is all that's needed to chase it away. Just a little light, and the darkness is never able to overcome it or put it out. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness can never master it. The light is always going to win. Wouldn't we love to see this in the sky today? The sun breaking through the clouds, a clear blue sky. The light shines and the darkness is defeated. This morning we're not going to think about the light of the sun or the moon or the stars or the light of a torch or a candle. We're going to think about the true light. That one true light which is, which was, which always will be. That one true light which shines in the darkness and the darkness can never overcome it. The one true light in which we all live and move and have our being. The one true light who in himself is all in all. God of God, true light of true light. And his name is Jesus. The first 18 verses of the Gospel of John are rightly loved and well known. In them we read of the Lord Jesus described as the true light. Later in the Gospel, Jesus will use this picture of light to speak about himself. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And just the next chapter, in chapter 9, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." In this world of darkness, it is good for us to know that Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the true light. Now, this language describing Jesus as true light, the light of the world, is obviously metaphorical. Jesus is not in every way the same as light. And so we ask, in what ways is Jesus the same as light? What is this picture of true light communicating to us about our Savior Jesus? Jesus is the one who shines. In verse 9 of our reading earlier, the true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. The true light which shines upon everyone, which enlightens everyone. Jesus is that true light. The Lord Jesus will later on speak of how foolish it would be to light a lamp and then hide it under a basket or a bushel, whatever a bushel might be. The purpose of a light, Jesus teaches us, is to let it shine, to give light. Wonder if this ever happens in your house. Maybe it's only me. You're sitting down, and whenever you sit down, you do what normal people do when they sit down, you read a book. And on days like this, you find yourself with your book, turning towards the window, and turning towards the window, and peering ever closer, till your dear wife comes in and inquires why the light isn't on. If I had a pound for every time I'd heard those words. Why do we, so many of us, unless it's only me, try to struggle on without switching on the light? What does it mean for us that we don't have to switch on the light, but the Lord Jesus already is the light which shines for us? The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. I don't need to work hard today to persuade anyone that there's darkness in the world. 130 people murdered just going about their ordinary business in Paris. Thousands of victims of violence forced to flee from their homes in Syria and Iraq and too many other places. Too many children and young people struck down with illness. Families brokenhearted with bereavement. We don't need to work hard to know that there's darkness in the world. The good news of the gospel is that the true light is now shining. There will still be darkness in the world, but there's also true light. Jesus has come. The light is shining. Just as with the coming of the dawn, the shining of the light for us is hope and peace. Just as we feel the darkness has pressed in upon us, so when we see the light and we walk into it, we enter into that light, we feel its warmth lifting us, its brightness inspiring hope within us. The shining of the light is for us something we are to feel, to be excited because Jesus is shining and the light has come. Jesus is also, as light, the one who gives. In verse 12, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. The Lord Jesus, the true light, is the one who gives us the right to be God's children. Wonder if you've noticed, I wonder if you remember, parents with new babies, the last thing they try to do is hide their baby away. They'll take their baby out in their new pram and they'll walk up and down and they expect people to stop and ask them and look in the pram and say, what a wonderful, beautiful baby. They want their baby to be seen, to be acknowledged, to be recognized as their child. God wants us to be acknowledged and seen and recognized as his children. And the children of God are made known by the shining light of Jesus in them. The children of God do not hide in the darkness, but joyfully enter into the light which shines and make their lives there The children of God are not those who are naturally born of the flesh, nor of the decision of any human, but those who are born again of God. God in Jesus is the one who makes anyone become his child. How quickly the trees in our avenues and streets and gardens have lost their leaves in these past weeks. As the daylight has grown dimmed and weak, so the trees and the shrubs seem to shut down for winter time. They need the light to bring them to life. So it is with the children of God. We can only be God's children in the light which is Jesus. The true light is given to us, to you and to me, so that we might grow in that light, so that we might become the much-loved children of God. There's nothing God desires more than to have you as his child. There is a welcome in his family. There is a place prepared for you already at his table. In the shining light which Jesus is, God invites you to enter that light and live as his child. This is good news. This is gospel news for you and for me. In Jesus, the true light, we can be the children of God. The light which shines is Jesus. And we are to walk in that light. We are to live together in that light which Jesus is. That passage which Norma read for us doesn't only tell us about Jesus, it also tells us about a man whose name was John. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. Almost we might think these verses are written to avoid any possible confusion. John the Baptist is important, a very important person, a wonderful witness to God's grace and God's promises being kept in Jesus. But he is not the light. He is a witness to the light. In all the stories of John, don't you love his humility? Later on in chapter 1 of John's Gospel, down in verse 31, John says, I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And so just in case you've missed it, just in case Jesus is shining brightly all around you, but you're not seeing it, God has sent someone to bear witness to the light. Today is a good day, I think, to remember who it was who first told us about Jesus being the light of life. Perhaps it was our parents. Perhaps we remember a Sunday school teacher or a youth group leader who spoke to us about Jesus. Perhaps an SU team member, a neighbor, a friend at work, someone who invited us to an Alpha course. For us, that person was like John the Baptist, pointing out that Jesus is the light, bearing witness to him. And today is a good day to remember them and give thanks for them, that they were faithful in bearing witness about Jesus to us, and that through their testimony we came to know Jesus as the light of life. Today is also a good day to pray that God might use us as John the Baptist, that God might use us to be witnesses to the light which Jesus is. You know, all we have to do is live in the light ourselves. And we are already bearing witness to Jesus being the light. We live in his hope, in his peace, in his joy, in his love. And we bear witness to the true light. And then we have opportunity to speak words of hope in a world without hope, to speak words of love in a world where darkness seems to reign. We can be the people who bear witness to Jesus being the true light by going about our lives day by day. And what a joy that is. We are to believe in the light of John. We read he came as a witness to bear witness about the light, so that, in order that, for the purpose that, all might believe through him. The shining of the light calls us all to believe in the light, to believe that Jesus is the one sent from God to shine for us, that Jesus is the true light. This is, of course, the whole reason why John the Apostle wrote down his gospel. Right at the end of his gospel, we read, "These things are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that for the purpose, in order that, by believing, you may have the life of God's kingdom." We see this paralleled in verse 12 in chapter 1. To those who received him, to those who believed in his name. Receiving the light is believing in Jesus. Living in the light is believing in Jesus. The light is shining. The true light has come. God has sent his Son, his only Son, his much loved Son, his one of a kind Son, to shine brightly for you. In part, believe in the Son means receive this truth. God has kept his promise. He has sent his Messiah, his Christ, for you. It's time to step out from the darkness and live in the true light. For too long we've lived in the darkness of trying to be good in our own strength, trying to comfort ourselves, trying to help ourselves. All this is the darkness of self. You can't do it alone. And the good news is you don't have to. Jesus is shining for you so that you might come into his light. To live in his strength, in his unconditional love for you, to know his peace and his hope for you. All you need do is recognize Jesus as the light sent from God. All you need do is depend upon his light to shine in your darkness. Today is a good day to believe in the light. Light is for walking in. In verse 1, Jesus is presented to us as the Word of God. And we well remember the psalmist singing for us, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." And yes, this is true about the Bible, but now for us, this is also true about the people of God who enter into the light which Jesus is, the Word of God, true light shining upon us. We are to live our lives in his light and not in any darkness. We are to live our whole lives for Christ, to let his light shine in and through all our words, that our words might be kind and generous, in all our deeds, that our actions might be gracious and helpful. We are to live in the true light of Jesus. And this is a better way to live than any other way. There is no way as good for us, no way as good for our neighbors, no way as good for our city or our nation or our world, than that we live in the light of life. Hear then the good news. Jesus is the true light sent from God to shine for you and for me. Today we can walk in this light of life. Today we can know the peace and love of this light filling our lives. Today we can share the welcome, the invitation of this light with others all around us. Doesn't matter how great the darkness is around us or within us. We can live in the true light of Jesus. And through our lives, Jesus will overcome the darkness. Shine, Jesus. Shine upon us that we may live in your light. Let's pray together. Father, we do thank you for this grace and love you have shown us in the shining light which Jesus is. As Jesus shines upon us, May we be strengthened and encouraged to live in that light which Jesus is. Chase away our darkness. Let us feel the warmth of your grace, the hope of your promises fulfilled, the security of your love. Lord, shine upon us. Hear our prayer, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.